Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
World's most premature baby given 0% chance of survival proves why you never say never. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Doctors gave Richard Scott William Hutchinson, the world's most premature baby, less than 0% chance of surviving. But this little miracle went on to defy all the odds and celebrate his first birthday. Richard Scott William Hutchinson arrived 5 months early. He weighed less than a pound and was so tiny he could fit into the palm of one hand. That's when his parents started hearing the word never. As the world's most premature baby, doctors said Richard would never survive. When Rick and Beth received prenatal counseling on what to expect with a baby born so early, they were given a 0% chance of survival by our neonatology team, recalled Dr. Stacy Kern. The devastating news left Richard's parents in tears, but they still held out hope. "I wanted our son to survive so bad," Beth said. "The odds seemed impossible, but God is the one with the final say. And Richard was about to show the world why you should never say never." Though the odds were stacked against him, Richard proved to be mighty despite his tiny size. Day after day, he fought to survive in the NICU. The global coronavirus pandemic going on during his birth meant his parents couldn't spend the night with their newborn son, but they were determined to be there as their baby boy fought for his life. Each day, the couple drove from their home in Wisconsin to the Children's Minnesota Hospital in Minneapolis to be by his side. This exhaustive schedule continued for 6 months until finally, Richard was ready to come home. And bringing the world's most premature baby was a powerful moment for his parents. "I couldn't believe this was the same little boy that once was so sick that I feared he may not survive. The same little boy that once fit in the palm of my hand, with skin so translucent that I could see every rib and vessel in his tiny body," Beth recalled. "I couldn't help but squeeze him and tell him how proud I was of him." Once home, Richard continued doing all the things doctors never thought he would, and that includes celebrating his first birthday. Reaching this incredible milestone was a miracle, but also a world record. According to the Guinness World Records, Richard Scott William Hutchinson is the world's most premature baby to survive. He was born at 21 weeks and 2 days, 131 days before his due date. The odds this little boy overcame stand as a powerful reminder that nothing is too big for our God. "Looking at them," Jesus said, "with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Matthew 19:26.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Chuck Norris reveals his mom prayed for him when he nearly lost his soul to Hollywood. Written by Aaron Brown. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Chuck Norris's mom, Wilma Norris Knight, received a loving tribute from her famous son for her birthday. The martial artist and actor celebrated his mother's 100th birthday through a write-up he shared with WorldNet Daily. In his own words, Chuck Norris talked about the difficulties his mom Wilma faced while growing up. At the age of 8, she lived with a rare disease for 2 years and was confined to a children's hospital. During this time, Wilma became a ward of the state and was not with her family, who lived in severe poverty. Upon leaving the hospital after the two-year period, she helped take care of her family during the Great Depression. One way she worked was picking cotton. Life could have become easier when she met Chuck's father. They married when she was 16, but then he abandoned her. Wilma was again alone, though now with three boys. Life did get easier in some ways, but the future brought more suffering too. Chuck wrote, "Mom has been an example of perseverance and faith her whole life. She's also endured the death of her two husbands, a stepson, two grandchildren, and my younger brother Wylan in the Vietnam War. She's had cancer repeatedly and has gone through roughly 30 different surgeries for a host of issues, and yet she's still here to tell about it." As believers, we know that suffering is a part of the Christian's journey. Suffering may result from our own sinful doings, but the world itself will send suffering our way too. Jesus informed us of as much. John 16:33. Prayer is one way we get through the suffering, and Chuck Norris's mom, Wilma, has been no stranger to that activity. "My mother has prayed for me all my life, through thick and thin. When I was born, I almost died from complications. When nearly losing my soul to Hollywood a few decades ago, she was back home praying for my success and salvation. She even prayed for me to find a woman to change my life, and it worked." Chuck also wrote, "I equally celebrate my wife, Jenna, during this Mother's Day week. Jenna helps me run all my enterprises and is CEO of our new artisan bottled water company, Seaforce. But most of all, she is the mother of our twins, the love of my life, and my best friend. I'm overwhelmed with gratitude to God for these two incredible women's influence in my life. I love you, Mom. Happy 100th birthday. And happy Mother's Day, Mom and Jenna. I thank God for you both every day. And I thank you for helping God to make me all I can and should be." How great to see a man recognizing the greatness of the women in his life and express love accordingly. God commanded that we honor our parents, and Chuck Norris is doing just that with his beautiful tribute for his mom. "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Exodus 20:12.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.